That youngest one, he just had a 30-30. And he hunted deer a whole lot. He's got to kill several deer running 300-400 yards.
You have a lot of deer in Arkansas?
Yeah, he did.
You got a lot of them in Alabama, too.
Yeah. What kind of terrain do they use down there in, where you at?
There for deer hunting?
Yeah.
It's, you got a lot of big wooded areas. They don't have, you know, the mountains or anything like that.
Deer ain't in the mountains? The deer is not in the mountains?
Don't have any mountains in Alabama, but.
I didn't think so. I thought of it, asked you what kind of terrain they had. They got big forests, level land.
It's not completely level. There are some hills.
Oh yeah, well,
you don't have the anything like up in northern part of the state in Arkansas.
You wouldn't give out of climbing them.
No.
Well, boy, you will here.
I know that.
God dang.
I went up. I came here from up in Berryville. You know where that is?
Yeah.
Man, that's right up in the mountains.
Yeah.
I've never been to the mountains before. That was the first time. You ever gotten up that way?
Berryville. Hi.
It's north of Fayetteville.
No, I never have been. I've been to Fayetteville and Rogers and all in there, but and another place there somewhere I've been. But I never did fool around up in there, you know, go around and fit it or anything. Yeah, but that's mountains up in there. Bigger.
It's pretty.
Big mountain.
True.
Yeah. Arkansas's got everything.
If it's
the weather don't suit you, just stay around a few days, it will.
I'm getting ready to leave it.
Boy, this is sure heckin' thing. The people's hay had already been cut short here. But now this will, if they'll get in there now, the first cutting ought to be cut right off. So this is done past the second week of June, and that's the starting end time in Arkansas when I arrived on the second week in June. That patch right across yonder there. That belongs to that boy right up there now. Belongs to an old widow woman that owned that house up yonder. She lives down the road here now, but that boy up there owned it. And they've been cutting that there once a year. It's just about waist high and weeds and everything. It wasn't worth nothing. They stay there and dry up, you know. It's pretty green now. They get that cutting. And a second cutting will put in there good.
What do you call a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
Volunteer. We have a lot of that. Where you dig taters if you don't fly it up in the spring of the year. Where you have taters in one year, like you just leave one little old tater big your thumb, it'll come up there next year. Volunteer, I've got one out there now. I just had two, and I was tilling out there one day, and I run over one of them before I seen it. One day, fly it up.